If you visited Founders Hall in the Bank of America Corporate Center this past week, perhaps you were greeted by this curiosity, a full orchestra of 4-foot animatronic bears with a bear maestro.
My name is Leonard Bernstein, and the furry ensemble gathered behind me is my orchestra.
For the last 20 years, Leonard Bernstein and his bear orchestra have appeared as if by magic on the day after Thanksgiving. But it isn't magic. It's actually the work of Todd Alexander and his wife Jess. They run Spintastic Sounds, a wedding DJ service or professional holiday decorator, depending on the season. We caught up with them to learn the bear story.
It is post-Thanksgiving Day, and we are decorating Bank of America Corporate.
Where do you want this head?
Put it right there on the fence.
That's Todd, and this is Jess with the performers.
18 bears, yep. 18 bears. We literally brush their hair, that we make them look as good as possible.
Once they've had hair and makeup, the bears get hoisted onto a stage by a team of workers.
Get in your position.
1, 2, 3, up!
No.
Easy, hang on there. Once they're in place, it's just plug and play, basically.
Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
They perform every hour on the hour, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
So who could have thought up such a concept? Todd credits a former colleague who thought up the idea back in the 1970s when they were decorating the now defunct Eastland Mall.
Paul Lawrence, he was just the marketing guru. If you wanted glitz and glam, he was your guy. He came up with the original quartet, and that would have been the Bubba Bears. Back then, the lead singer was called Bubba. Very archaic by current standards. It was pretty shaky and jerky. Some people call these guys scary. They're not even close to scary. Those guys, I would call scary.
Scary, perhaps, but just outlandish enough to become, well, a hit. The Alexanders now lease animatronic bear quartets in Pineville, Annapolis, and Birkdale Village in Huntersville. And Leonard Bernstein has doppelgangers performing elsewhere in the country.
We have a set in Milwaukee that's not set up right now.
And a set in Roanoke, Virginia, and Colonial Heights, Virginia.
There's also a set in Singapore and Thailand.
You might find them more creepy than cheery. Some people do. But just try to dismiss the fans who look forward to their arrival each year.
We had one center one year decide that they weren't setting up their bears. They got torn to pieces on social media.
And 2 weeks before Christmas,
we got a call because people were boycotting the mall.
Todd is now about to turn 50, and he's beginning to turn an eye to the future.
Hopefully, one of our 4 kids will eventually take it and run with it.
That's our oldest. He's 15. We'll see.
But they say they could keep the bears going for another 20 years, or as long as the bank allows them, because at this point, what began as a novelty somehow turned into a tradition.
It's joy. It's pure smiles, pure happiness.
Christmas magic. That's why we do it.
Okay, Megan, sing along.
Nick, you had way too much fun with that story,
tell. That is Todd Alexander and Jess Alexander. They operate the Leonard Bernstein Orchestra and have been for the last 20 years. And this is Weekend Edition on WFAE.